Okay, we come to the final page of Siman Reish Chaf Ches. Sif Mem Ches. Hanishpa Lefraya Lechaveira Imana B'Rosh Chodesh Adar. Someone, it was Maisa Shehoya Kachaya, that's why he picks the example of Adar. Thank you. Somebody made a shvua that he would pay up his friend's chayv by Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now Rosh Chodesh Adar has 2 days. The month of Shvat has 30 days. So the question is, when somebody says such a lashon, he's going to pay by Rosh Chodesh Adar, does that mean Aleph Adar, or does that mean Lamed Shvat? Now what would you say, Lashon B'nei Adam? That's why I brought the Mishnah Berurah.
He's happy he gets paid back altogether.
What? He's happy he gets paid back altogether. That's true. Okay, I brought the Mishnah Berurah for that. But yeah, okay, good. Mishchad Yashadu is both days. Alright? So that's what it says. Loshe B'nei Adam. Both days are Rosh Chodesh. So it says, "Adishba lafraya chavei raimana b'Rosh Chodesh Adar chayav lafraya b'yom Rosh Chodesh Rishon." So he has to pay back on the first day of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. The question is why. So the Rashba says, like you were saying, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef quotes a Rashba. That's a suffix. We don't know. Both days are Rosh Chodesh. Does he mean the first day or the second day? So Safik de Reis al Chumra, it's because of a Safik. Has a very big, because the Neder, the Shvuah is de Reis. Has a very big Nafkamina. What? Radisha has nothing to do with the two Adars. It has to do with Rosh Chodesh Adar in a month with one Adar. So why does he bring this month? The simple pshat is because that was the Ma'aseh Shaya and the Rashba. But I'm going to have to relearn the Taz. I'll suggest another possible explanation.
That one always has 2 days.
Rosh Chodesh Adar always has 2 days.
When he made the shvua, did he know it would be 2 days?
Okay, very good, very good. The Taz says, did he know? One second, hold on a second. So let me go in order. The Mechaber says that you go by Lamed. Now, there's a very big nafkamina if you say that it's because of Safik Daraisa L'chumra. The 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you have to be Machmir. Or, if we say no, that's what people mean. When people say Rosh Chodesh, they mean the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Now, there are two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, if it's Lakula. Let's say someone says, I'm not going to eat ice cream until Rosh Chodesh Adar. So it makes a shuram that eating ice cream to Rosh Chodesh Adar, so it's a suffix, which day is Rosh Chodesh, he's not eating ice cream until the second day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. But if it's a vadois, that Loshem B'nei Adam means the first day, then it's a vadois. It's one dafkamina. The second dafkamina is in shtarais, dinei bamin. Not a shvua, people have a business deal. And they write in the business, or even an IOU, without a shvua, the due date is Rosh Chodesh Adar. So if it's al safik by mamin, so ha'maisi mechavel v'raya, we would say it's a second day. And if it's a vadai, then we would say it's the first day. So this appears to be a machlaikis, I don't know how it could be a machlaikis, but it seems to be machlaikis the Rashba, the Shach. I don't know how Shach could argue with the Rashba, but look at Shach Kuf Yud Aleph. And the Rashba is a Rishon, and the Shach is an Achron. Shach Kuf Yud Aleph, Hadishbahu Adim B'chol Rosh Chodesh, Shetchilosei Beis Yamin, Ve'ilei Daimel Hadishbah Lefroya B'Rosh Chodesh Nisin, Shumalei, Shiata L'Bechayva Lefroya B'Tchilas Hayoyim. But there's only one day Rosh Chodesh. I don't know why he says Shul Malay. Nissen is Malay, but it has nothing to do with anything. Lefrei Barosh Chodesh Nissen. She'iyata b'chayve lefrei ha'b'tchila sayayim. The halach is if you say I'm going to pay him a certain day, he doesn't have to pay the beginning of the day, he gets to the end of the day. So Barosh Chodesh, why don't you say the same thing? He gets till the end of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. No, Shani Hach, Shayabi Bechulakim. They're two separate days. Vanu Taisim Esayayim, Esayayim. Maybe she kira Shchaydish Bifdei Atzmai. V'kima Shekei B'Stavel Shili Sheishlochu Shalahach Mi'adavei Sveke Derais Lachurba Kekosav Arashba V'tiki Gabkei Nesma B'Simnai and Gibbos Chavazai B'Stam. So the Rajma says it's also in the Raisa Lachumra. Well, if you had daiti, the Balaam Mishum Sofik Lahachma Kaimalon Hafi. Without Sofik Lahachma, this is the Din. El Kadisa Bishas Rish Parakaitim. A fill the Kulab Yiran Hafi Mishum the Karla Yin Shi Rei Shiacha. Because Lashem Bin Ayadam, people call it Rish Chaydish. It's Barlel, some Rish Chav Sivdalin. So he's saying that really it's not all Sofik. So I don't know what he means exactly. I know what he means, but he's arguing with the Rajba, so I don't know. He says a chaybash from Barosh. Maybe that's why he's hanging his hat on the Rosh. Then he says, I shamash kasav hilkach b'ksuvis u'bishtaris. At a wedding, if you listen to a ksuva, b'yom reish chaydish harishin, kaysev b'yom reish chaydish. Now we do. Since we're not sure what to write in the shtar, let's say somebody gets married the 30th day of Shvat. So we write B'shloishim Yayim L'Chaydesh Shvat Shehu. Some people write Shu Aleph L'Rosh Chaydesh Adar. Some people write Shehu Rosh Chaydesh Adar. But you fill in, but that without all the pre-printed ksuvas have a big enough space for it. That's the problem. It says. Yayim blank, L'chaydesh blank. And it's not usually big enough. So you have to write Yayim Shloishim L'chaydesh Shvat, Shehu Rishayin or Aleph Rishchaydesh Adar. That's what we do. He says in the Shtaritz you write Rishchaydesh. You can't write Rishchaydesh by itself. It means you also write Rishchaydesh. You write Rishchaydesh, 2 days Rishchaydesh, it wouldn't make sense. So when he writes, B'ksuvus u'b'shtaris, you write b'yom reish chaydish harishayin, kaysev b'yom reish chaydish. Means you also write b'yom reish chaydish. Amat in shtaris k'din d'darim, which is lashem v'nei adam.
Why?
Okay, what?
Why?
Why? Since we're not sure what to write, we want to be clear. We know what we mean. We know we mean the 30th day of Shvat, but we're not sure what lashem to write to be clear. So we write it clearly. I mean, you really mean is you write Shloshim Shvat, it's clear.
Right.
If you write Rishon or Shchaydei Shadar, it's also clear. Yeah, Lamaisa, both are clear. But I don't know. This is the Be'er Shavah. This is he says. This is how he says to write it. Yeah, but if you're going to write Shchaydei Shadar, just for Shchaydei Shadar, how do people know what you mean? Brooklyn called both days Rosh Chodesh. Upstairs, the Gabbai announces Shachris on Rosh Chodesh 5:56. He doesn't say Shachris on the 30th day of the month. You know, he doesn't say that. He says Rosh Chodesh. So we clarify. We want to write Rosh Chodesh just Rosh Chodesh. If we write just Rosh Chodesh, it would be unclear. So we put the two of them together. That's the way we do it in Shtaris. The Taz takes the opposite extreme. In other words, the Shach says it's not a Sofik, it's actually a Vaday. And the Taz takes the opposite extreme. The Taz of Shita is this is all talking about someone who didn't realize there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. He said Rosh Chodesh, so he's stuck, he has to go with what people call Rosh Chodesh. But the Taz says that if a person knows there are 2 days, and Saisim Rosh Chodesh usually means the second day. Is that true? Is that what people mean? It's not what Mark means. I don't know. See, yeah, if you mean the beginning of the Chabanth, then you mean Aleph. If you mean the day that's titled Rosh Chodesh, then you mean Rosh Chodesh. So the Taz takes the other extreme, and one thing the Aruch HaShulchan is Machriya, of course, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that it's the first day, but he adds that if a person says I meant He made a shvua. He's believing God made a shvua. He says he meant the second day, Rish Chaydesh, sees Demon. It's not a question of him being stuck with a certain takana. He's Demon to say whatever it was that he had in mind.
Even though he fought his friend, and his friend thinks it means the other.
What?
Even though he fought his friend, and his friend thinks it means the first day.
Yeah, but the shvua is his business. The dina mamon is
his. If
his friend did gave him the loan on that condition, then it's al das chaveira. What? The rule is chayshem ishpara the darim both go b'loshem b'day yadav. So they really go the same. Yeah, they go the same. Both go b'loshem b'day yadav. Now, not a good idea for a person to pass away on the 30th of Cheshvan or the 30th of Kislev. If you have a choice, try to avoid it. Because you end up leaving a Yerusha of a Suffolk what to do on a yard site to your children. Because, as you know, Kislev doesn't always have 30 days. Cheshvan doesn't always have 30 days, Cheshvan and Kislev. Those are the two swing months. All the other 10 months in our calendar, actually the other 11 months, are all consistent. They all pretty much switch off. And Kislev, Cheshvan and Kislev, are the 2 months that switch off. So the Shaila is, if someone passed away on the 30th day of Cheshvan, what do you do for the yard site the following year? What would you say?
You don't have
them. Oh, that's a new sheet. There's no yard site. If he's born on Lamed, then he has no birthday.
Two days of Danishes.
Okay, they used to fast, actually. It'd be 2 days of fasting. Although Rosh Chodesh, they don't fast. It's very interesting. The Mishnah Brura brings two shittas, Lagabi, the 30th day of Cheshvan, which is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And he says the following. Now listen to the two svaras. I'm quoting from Tufkav Sabaches, Mishnah Brura is Mem Beis. Mishabes Aviv Yerushin the Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Shana Abba Haye Cheshvan Chaser. Rosh Chodesh Kislev Eini Ela Yom Echad Sarachian. Masa Yisana. What day should he fast? Im B'chavtes Cheshvan. He can't really fast. It means which day should he observe? We don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, but he means which day should he observe the Yard site? If Choftes Cheshvan, which is, wouldn't be Yartzai, which would not be Rosh Chodesh, he could fast. Sheyoyim Aleph Lefnei Rosh Chodesh Kislev. What do you say to that Svara? The man died on the 30th day of Cheshvan. So you say, well, he died the day before Aleph Kislev, so we'll do the Yartzai the day before Aleph Kislev.
No, but he didn't die yet.
What? Choftes.
On that day, he didn't die yet.
It's a very good kasha. Magen Avraham says this. Magen Avraham says that if he dies on Lamed, you observe the yard site the next year on Choftes. The Mishnah Brura brings two sheet. He brings the sheet.
The first year after.
Yeah. Well,
within the year.
It's not a year yet.
You mean the year of Avelus? Could be. The Avelus would end. It depends when the burial was, but if the Avelus started Lamed, it would end the morning of Choftes. It would be the last day of the year. Usually the Yartzai is the day after the Yud Tes Chodesh. But that's to avoid a mistake with Hanukkah Avelus. There are no 2 days. I'm talking now. He died. There's no day in between. He died Lamed. And the Magen Avraham Shita is that Choftes Cheshvan is the day that you observe the Yartzai. Ramayshin, the Tshuva, the third chelik of Yerideya, the Tshuva Kuftan Tes, he says exactly the words Yisrael Meir said. He says, how can you do Choftes? He didn't die yet. Choftes, he was still alive and well. So Ramayshin is Matmiya, this Magen Avraham. How can the Magen Avraham say, observe the 29th? He was alive on the 29th. Yet, the Mishnah Brura brings both shittas. He brings to keep the day, which is the day before Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The halaylam yosheni ikersh. Really, the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the main day. Shabbayin lamayadais misheni. If you're counting the days of the month for Pesach and Shavuos, you always count from the second day. V'imkein ha'yoyim petirasav v'yoyim achrayin mechaydish cheshvin gamata yikfu b'yoyim achrayin l'chaydish zeh. So the last day of that month. That's the first sheet in Magen Avraham. Oy neima, maybe we should say akapanim have a shame rish chaydish olav. The day he died had the name rish chaydish. Ulechen yikfu yoyim ayart say ato gam kei rish chaydish. And therefore the yoyim ayart say now should also be a rish chaydish. Masik Avraham Magen Avraham. So what's the pshara? Listen to this. Im shana rishayna lemisus aviv hayachaseira. If the first year after his father died was 29, can a dying lo hukfa in yon olav b'neh der yikfa yartzai b'chav tes l'chaydish cheshvin? If the first year is chav tes, he'll make a chav tes forever. Avak shoshana rishayna u'gam kei malaya, the first year it's lamed, it can't tzarech likfa hayoy b'rish chaydish, chen ap yishana ma'boa ma'chreya, ma'av shem chaseyim yikfa b'rish chaydish. So, I don't know, it's a funny pshara. The funny pshara says, do whatever you do the first year. In the first year, there was a lamed, so it becomes Rish Chaydesh. The first year, there was no lamed, then you could have a chavtes. Very, very difficult, Magen Avraham to understand. Maybe we don't understand the Haicha and Yadav of Yartzeit. But, what? So, the Adarishan, I'll get to it in a minute. It's really a totally separate discussion. No, you'll see if you want. I'll tell you in a minute. But this is the lack of clarity. It's very hard to understand. If the first year it's lamed, so then you have to stick with Rish Chaydish. Who cares the first year? We should care when he died. If he died lamed, what's the difference? What? You could have two straight lamed. Yeah. We just had two straight. Shemayim. The Shabbos Nidai, based on what we do here. So therefore, you should do it earlier better. Get them. We always assume an upgrade. On your side, what do they call it? The Shabbos El Aliyah, right? It goes to an upgrade. You should do both. That's what someone said, double Danishes, right? I'm not my remark about Elok. This is a very confusing. We have one person in Shul who has this yard site. He always comes over to me. I always say, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah again, because it's so confusing. It's very, very hard. So I'll tell you, Bein HaShemasha is another thing, because Bein HaShemasha is the suffix is when did he die. So we have a rule where we don't know when he died, we go Basiches Kaschai, and we say he died the later time. The Gemara doesn't have a case, Bein HaShemasha, the Gemara has a case where somebody was alive, and then someone found him in the morning dead, and they don't know when he died. So the halach is, since he has a cheskes chai, we in the range of safik, we push it to the later day. You go with the chazaka. But here it's not a chazaka issue. How would this come up by a bris? Oh, by a shmosh is a shalom bris. Yeah. Okay, nachin ami.
Be a shalom. If you're 50, not enough room. So if you were 50, you'd
gather
the first day.
I'm the one who told you the story. I made it up. What do you think? It wasn't bells, it was Ger. It's a great story.
Ger,
before they built the new shul, so they had that big basement. It was not enough room for everyone. So they made a rule for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that if you're over 50 years old, you go to first day. And under 50, you go to second day to daven with the Rebbe. The Rebbe is always the Lamai Lamed Hazman. He always davens there. And that's what they did. They get chassidim that if you're over 50, you go there, and if you're under 50, you go there. So a fellow came to the Rebbe with a complaint. His 50th birthday was the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So when he applied for the first day, they said he's not eligible. When he applied for the second day, he said he's not eligible. So he went to get a Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, it's a Gemara. Gemara, Ragla Yachas, Toichabishim, Ragla Yachas. Gemara is a shad. Gemara says that a bird doesn't stray from its nest more than 50 amis. So you find a bird within 50 amis that belongs to that nest. So Yirmiyah has an Ibaya. What happens if he has 1 foot within 50 and 1 foot outside of 50. So the Gemara says, what do they do? So that's what he told them. So he asked the rabbi, what has that got to do with this? Says, Avdaf kula rabbi yavi beis hamedrash. They threw him out of beis hamedrash because of that. One foot in 50. So it's a gavaldik. I'm sorry. Okay. And anyway, let's get back to. All right, so lamid kislev or lamid cheshvin is a difficult thing. What about if someone died on lamid Adar Aleph? Someone passed away. Adar hasamach l'nissin is always chaser. Adar hasamach nissin is loylam chaser from time to gemar. When there are two Adars, the first Adar is always malay, and the second one's always chaser. So what happens if someone loses a parent on the 30th day of Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph? It should be the same Shaila. No, here the Mishnah Berurah just brings one Shita. It may save be a Rishon Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, Yisan Lashana Haba, Shushana Pshuta, the Yom Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is Labid Shvat. Shvat is also Malay, right? Rosh Chodesh Adar always has 2 days. Either it's Adar Rishon, goes into Adar Sheni, or it's Shvat going into Adar Sheni. So he says his father died the 30th day of Adar, so he fasts the 30th day of Shvat. V'loy b'chav tespei, v'loy lam Adar Shoshana Pshuta, o'y metachmas Adar Sheni Shoshana Muberes. Adar of Shoshana Pshuta is like Adar Sheni, and therefore he fasts the 30th day of Shvat, even though his father died the 30th day of Adar Rishon. Here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring two Shitas.
Why?
It's only 11 months. It's 12 months. The Avelos. The Avelos will be 12 months. Because he's going to start, he starts the beginning of Adar Sheni. He has the whole Adar. This city has seven times. The first Yahrzeit is will be exactly 12 months later. He wouldn't gain the month of it. Eventually there'll be two Adars, and when there are two Adars, it's going to be 13 months from one Yahrzeit to the next, which happens to anybody whose parent died Adar Sheni. Not Lamed Shvat, that's true. It's funny, he's going to keep Lamed Shvat on the Shana Pshuta, and Shana Malay is going to keep Lamed Adar Aleph. Shvat is always Malay. You're asking, if he died Lamed Shvat, so he'll always keep Lamed Shvat because there's always Lamed Shvat. I said something else. I'll tell you what that is. Just here, Ramesh has met me on this also, how he keeps Lamed Shvat. His father was alive, Lamed Shvat. Right. But here, Ramesh says, David Kamarov, the Hebrew word doesn't mean two shittas. So Ramesh says, you want to do like this, you can do like this. If you want, you can do like I say, he leaves it hanging. What people are confusing is when you have someone passed away in a regular Adar. Right. Someone by regular Adar. Now you have a Shanim Uberes. So if you're Sfaradim, the Sfaradim always have it easier because the Mechaber Shita is very clear. Mechaber says, this is Tavshkum Sabachal of Zayin, Iri Yemes Avi Vayibay Ba'adar, Vashanim Uberes. If a father dies on Adar, and now comes the Ibiyar. Yes. So the Mechaba holds his son of Adar Sheni. Right. The Mechaba Shita is Adar Sheni. Ramah, Yeshayim Yisan of Barishan. Ramah says, Yeshayim to face the first Adar. Loi Shemes Mishnasa Ibor. Mechayda Minig, Lassanis Barishan. Miu, Yesh Machmir, Lassanis Mishneim. So people are Machmir on both to keep both. So Mechaba holds Adar Sheni. The Ramah holds Adar Rishon. He was nifter on a Shana Pshuta. No, if he's nifter on Adar, then you're right.
Which one do you get the Amid for?
So, what I tell people is to choose one, and that's the Iker, and you'll get the Amid. And then you'll keep the other one, L'chumra, but the Chumra, you can't get two to knock off a Chiyav. There's no Chiyav, you can get the Amid twice. But otherwise, choose one. It's hard to be Mechriya, which one?
Two Kale Mollies
You can do as many kamos as you want. It's not a shy. It's only yomid when you're taking away from somebody that you really can't do both. So it's a confusing issue. For the Rishonim, it's clear that Adar Sheni is the main Adar. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says Adar Rishon hu Shvat Sheni. That's Rashi's lashon. Adar Rishon is like a second Shvat. Adar is a good mazel. We like to call it Adar. That's what Rashi says. But what? With a bar mitzvah boy, it's interesting. By a bar mitzvah boy, we don't use his bar mitzvah by the second adar. By the second, always by the second adar. Yeah, there's a this year is a Shana Pshuta. Okay. Anyway, this is the I guess the more lamaisa dika case than the shvua, but. Now, there's a more general question. I would have liked to go into more by Rikus, but at least Bekitzer. There's a question when people say a language that can be interpreted more than one way. How we interpret? Do we go by Lashon B'nei Adam? Do we go by Lashon Torah? Is the Torah Machria? There are certain words that are used in the Torah a certain way. And the common usage is different. For example, one of the things brought in the Paiskim is the word achila, which in common usage, eating doesn't include drinking. When we say anything about achila, we don't mean drinking. Yet, we find in the Torah that shtiyah is bechlal achila. So the question is how to be machriya. There's a tshuva sarivash, which is based on the next sif, amem test. Let me tell you his rule. The rivash says, when Lashon B'nei Adam is clear, when it's very clear what people mean when they say something, then there's no question, you go according to Lashon B'nei Adam. When Lashon B'nei Adam is not clear, when there's a lack of clarity as to what a person means, then Lashon Torah is Machriya. The language of the Torah is Machriya. And the example, I'll tell you the Gemara, which Sif Bem Tes is based on. There's a Gemara, is actually one of them is you passed away. So the Gemara there has a case with Ketia Bar Shalom, who was a guy that either was Megayah or wasn't Megayah, he was Mal himself. And before they took him out to be killed, he said, "All my nechasim are the Rebbe Kiva v'talmidav." He left his nechasim to Rebbe Kiva and his talmidim. So, all my Rebbe Kiva. Bechtzel Rebbe Kiva, Bechtzel Talmidim. So Rebbe Kiva Dashin, I get half, and my Talmidim get half. Why do you get half? Says the Ksiv, the Satim Eisai La'arin Ulevanov. The Lechem Apadim is divided between the Kohen Gadol and his children. And Chazal Dashin, Bechtzel Aaron, Bechtzel Ulevanov. That Aaron has a right to half the Lechem Apadim, and the bottom get the other half. So we see when you say this with this, it's half and half. So Rebbe Kiva said, I get half, and they get half. He was very negev b'davar. He got half. Yeah. So the Chazayish says that you could pass it, even if you're negev, you're sure you could pass it. Everybody passed it.
Moshe Yisrael.
First Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Yisrael. Okay, it's a nice Ryan. What? Rebbe Kiva is a Gavi Sakh. All right. There's another Gemara. The Gemara is in Bava Basra, Kufmem Gimel Amin Beis. The Gemara says that a man was mitzava to give his nechasim to his wife and children. So Gemara says, same thing, half to his wife and half to his children. So we say that that's what it means. So it comes out, now it's not so clear that that's what people mean when they say give it to him and him and him. But since Lashon B'nei Adam is not clear, so we go Basa Lashon Torah. That's the Rivash. He brings this as the rule that we go Basa Lashon Torah. So this is the Klal Advarim. Let's see how it's applied here in Sif Mem Tes, which is not as simple. Kahal Shechrimu, a community that made a Cherem. A Cherem is a Shvua that the Rabbim takes. Sheyifru Chai Vaisayim, that they're going to pay up the debt that they have. The Yibnu Beis HaKnesses, and they're going to build a shul. from the money they'll collect, they have an investment, and the money is coming due, and they're going to pay up the chayvis and build the shul. Now that the check came in, it was not as big a check as they hoped. It's not enough to pay up all the chayvis. Yidnu mechza lezeh v'mechza lezeh. So you give half to paying up the chayvis and half to building a shul. So you end up not building the shul and not paying up the chayvis. Your money here, your money. I hope, hopefully they'll still get it. Why? It's a story. It's a mitzvahic test. Tshuva Sarash, but it's a tshuva that happened. Now the Shach sends you to Resh Tezayin Siv Zayin, and there it's very similar. Kahal, I'm reading now from Resh Tezayin Zayin. Kahal Shadadru, Koma Sheigvu Yil at Sarach Binya Beis Akdesas Ubinya Beis Medrash. They make an appeal. Now, whatever they get, they're going to build a shul and a beis medrash in which to learn. And there wasn't enough money for both. Yidnu mechzel azeh, mechzel azeh, fishloi gavu, lahas pikecha mehem. So this is what he says. Now, really, it's not such a simple comparison. The Taz, here's a kasha, that's very mistaver. Says, how can you compare this to the Gemara's cases or to the case of Aaron Ubanov? There, there's a set amount, and they're saying my money should go to Rabbi Kiva and his Talmidim. It's a set amount. It's very clear. When somebody says we're going to collect money, pay up our chayvis and build a shul, he's assuming we're going to have enough money to pay up the chayvis and build a shul. Now, it's not a raya that if less money comes in, they need to split it between the two. Maybe they want to first pay up their chayvis, and when there's leftover money, they'll build something. Seems to be the logical way to do it.
So you do this.
So the Taz says, the Taz says you should pay up all your chayvis and there's money left over, put it towards the shul. The whole thing is that if they meant they're going to pay the whole chayvis and build a shul, so then the betos, it didn't come through, and it shouldn't be that way. So Taz Dundalid, again, he can't argue with the Rashba. So his lashon is the beginning of Dundalid. He says Kikon v'esim shem Rashba. What do you do when the Pesach says, were it not that I can't argue with him, then he goes and argues with him? So I don't know exactly what you're supposed to do in such a case. Lamai said that Taz is like Yichalei with the... is like Yichalei, the Aruch HaShulchan, which is printed in Resh Tezayin, says the same thing as the Taz, but at the end he's afraid to say a psak, not like the Taz, not like the Rashba. At the end he paskens like the Rashba, because he says the lashon is not clear, so lashon Torah yechriya. But in kol zeh he's not so tzifrid. So I don't know. It seems like a very strange thing. I don't know how you shots up, how you estimate a person's das on a not common. Common expressions we could figure out, but some of it's not common, it's very hard to know. I did find two interesting tshuvas on the topic. One was in the tshuvas Marshag. Marshag was the Rav in Hungary between the two world wars. He had a shaila. Someone sent money, and the language he wrote, Laharav im yeshivasai. The money should go to the Rav with his yeshiva. So the Rav said, Mechtzel Laharav and Mechtzel Yeshiva. And like Rabbi Kiva said, you know, it should be 50-50. So first he says, I'm not sure im yeshivasai, how that goes. The Rav with his yeshiva, he says, I'm not sure. But more than that, he says, maybe here it's different. The Rav has a salary. He gets paid by the yeshiva, by the community. It was usually the same in those days. The community of the yeshiva was all under the auspices of the Rav. He gets a salary. Who says he means to give it half of it to the Rav and half of it to the people? So he tells him, you have to ask him. The person who said it is still alive. So you have to ask him what it was that he meant. and then you'll know exactly what he meant. That's a comfortable thing to ask. So you get the gabbai to ask or something, you know, how should I divide it? But that's what he says. Then there's a very fascinating tshuvas Rasham. You could always go back. If you go, yeah, by a shvua, there's no one to go back to. But
they killed that guy over there.
In the Gemara. They killed him, yeah. There's a tshuvas Rasham. This is Chela Gimel Kuf Tzadik Aleph. So here, the incident was a woman who passed away. Apparently a wealthy woman. And she said that she gave her house, Zelashayna, Lechaside Sadigor, Lechaside Charkiv, Lechaside Husiatin, somebody who I'm not familiar with. And so he gave the house to the three groups of Hasidim. Now, the house, Habokeh Balos, ain't a royal espalo, but they couldn't all fit in. Normally, you're diving there. But it wasn't big enough. So what did they decide to do? Sell it and divide the money. So what did they fight about? Who gets which money? Who gets which money? So it's interesting. In other words, she said she's leaving it to these three groups of Hasidim. So they're selling it, they get $300,000. So do you say they each get $100,000? I can say yes. Or do we say that about the double Hasidim that there are? And this group has more Hasidim, this group has less Hasidim, middle Hasidim. It's like when they do the lunch count in yeshiva, you try to push in as many kids as you could, right, for the lunch program. So they'll do a count of Hasidim, everyone will push in as many as they can. What do you do? So Lechairis Befeirish, that La'aron and Levana. So it should go three ways. So whichever Hasidus was the bigger Hasidus had a taina. They said if she would have left money to Hasidus A, B, C, so he divided three ways, no shot. But she said the house should be for the Hasidim. So what would have happened if it fits? Everybody would go in. So it would turn out the one that had more Hasidim would have more space, more seats in the shul, and the one with fewer Hasidim would have fewer seats in the shul. So the Mevela, when you sell it, you should sell it according to the occupancy of the shul. What's wrong with that? You don't like it to a Hasidim or
a
person? Yeah, it's a stretch to say she was thinking it. But the mice is she left the building to them, so
they all did.
Right. Make shalom between them. Yeah. Why couldn't they all just make one big Hasidus out of three groups? So he says very interesting. He says he's answering the one that tied it should go according to the number of Hasidim. He said, according to you, the whole neder is a neder betos. You're saying she meant everybody should daven in the building. If she meant everyone should daven in the building, and they don't fit to daven in the building, says it's a neder betos, just like the Taz. The Taz said taina was, if you collect, you said you're collecting to pay off the chayvis and to build a shul. So the Taz said if you don't collect enough, it's a neder betos, because you assumed you're going to collect enough. The same thing here. If she meant they should all daven in the shul, so the whole neder is off.
What?
Alternate. Yeah, I don't know if it's that practical. 2 days Roshan is one thing, but to alternate the same shul with three groups of Hasidim, I don't know. At any rate, that's the Masham's taina. I think he says, like some of you said, they should sit down and make some type of pshara between them to avoid the need. But anyway, these are the shaylas. The shaylas all have to do with how to explain the lashon that people say when they don't mean it. It's a very, very difficult thing. There are occasions where things are written or agreements are made. It's very clear that the language that appears in the agreement is not the language that was intended. Sometimes a nusach is used and words are put, names are changed, And the language sometimes is very clear that it wasn't the way it was intended. It was just that
That's why you need a good lawyer.
The lawyer just takes it on the computer, switches the names, and then charges $1,000 for appearing the document. But that's what it is.
Just a thousand.
I mean, it's really you wrote it up the first time. But anyway, be that as it may. This is, I guess, the hard part in Lashon Nedarim. Baruch Hashem, we try not to make Nedarim. Let's see, Nun Aleph, Lashon Besupik Paskabas Acherim. If the community has a takana, and we don't know, the language is unclear, what do you do? Nida kifi mashayimu roiv hakol shoyse kavanasa bishas acherim. That's very important. You don't say that the kol should decide what's fair. That's not what you do. You say, you decide what was intended at the time that the takana was made. What was your intention? If it works out that it's not fair, it doesn't matter. If a takana was made, the takana was made. B'chein, the Ramah says, B'shar devarim shatsiba b'chulokim by binyin takanasam b'cheirim shalahem. Anytime there's a lack of clarity, you go according to Rav. And if the community has haskama, that any language that's unclear, they go to Pliny to decide. He doesn't judge based on what he thinks is right or what he thinks is fair. The dayan in a court case has no right to say that the contract should have been written this and this way. He has to look at the language, and whatever the language is, he has to figure out what was intended or what was understood by the two parties when they made up that language. Just like a takana drabbana that the tzibur can't keep, you don't have to keep. You don't have to keep. The makar of that is, I think, Shemen Akum. Chazal made a gzera on Shemen Akum. And the best of the Shari Mishka, they said that the takana doesn't have a takana. It was something that the kahal couldn't
so
steer.
So the dayanim can't go after the intent.
Yeah, paiskim, like you always have paiskim.
The dayanim can never go after what they think is the intent of the...
If the language can be interpreted two ways, you go by the intent. If the language is clear, you go by the language. So... The last sifs, if the Nal of Hetish and Asabayin is any klum, if you force somebody to be Mataneder, it's not a Taras Nadarim. We had this earlier. If you fool the Dayanim, you tell them something that's not true, it doesn't work. The same thing, a Heter done by Inis is not a Heter. The Shach sends you to later in the Nun Aleph, I'm sorry. Not the Shach. The Gra Kuf Chav Ches sends you to Reish Lamed Beis, Sift Hezvav. There, it says the same thing about a neder. If someone forces someone to make a neder, it's very interesting. There's a very big difference. If someone pressures you to make a neder, he puts pressure on you. He says, I'm going to slap you to bed, then I'm going to take you to court. Then the neder's a neder. If someone forces a person with physical intimidation, then it has no force. If someone forces someone, twists his arm behind his back and makes him swear, says even if he swears b'shem Hashem, that's the dreyaitzim, it doesn't have any
tifus.
By get, we say it's the ratz pnimi is to do. That's the Rambam says. If you force someone to do what the halach is, so that's called a ratzin. Kaifinasi Hashem Reitzadi. That's granted by Nedarim also, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Kaifinasi Hashem Reitzadi. So here Reitzadi we say it's ratzin pnimi to do what the Rambam wants.
Just based on Svara, right? Just the Svara that you can't
do. Well, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are four types of Nedarim that are not chal. One of them is Nidrei Ainsin. That's made with a pure Ainsin.
Why is it different than
Tulua Zvine, we say you force someone to sell it sold. It's an interesting reason. The reason given there is that everybody who sells has an element of Inus, and nobody wants to sell real estate. He's stuck, so he sells. So that's the reason that's given that Tulu Vizavin Zvini Zvini. I agree, it's a Chiddush. It's, you know, he does not really write Tzani, but. Okay, the few minutes that remain, I want to talk briefly about Hafaras HaBaal. We spent all this time on Hataras Nedarim. Hafaras HaBaal is a Baal's right to be Mefir Nidrei Ishtai. A husband has a right to be Mefir Nedarim of his wife. It's limited to two categories of Nedarim, which is Nedarim Shebeinah Yubeinah, things that affect him, like her spending money, and Nedarim Shel Inui Nefesh. If it doesn't affect him face value, but it's something that's going to cause her pain, she makes a neder, she's not going to eat peiris, so he could be matir as well. Those Nedarim, he could be matir. Nedarim Shvuah, Mefer, he could be Mefer. Other things that are not under one of those two categories, he cannot. If a woman pledges money to tzedakah, a wife, a husband has a right to be Mefer, be Yom Shammai. It's nagar to him, assuming that they have a kupa together.
Even if it's a little money.
And even though, well, he can take off the neder shabai. She has her own money. So what does it mean she has? There are two ways a woman can have her own money. Either a woman could say, I want to have a separate, some people have that in second marriages. So she has her own money, then she has her own money. The it doesn't affect him. If she has the nichsei mulug, that's different. She can't, we pass her, she can't sell her nichsei mulug. Now, the lumdis of Baal Mefer Nidrei Ishtai is the subject of a very big machlokes rishayim based on a Lashon HaGemara, which appears three places in Shas, and very, very, makes the whole thing very confusing. When we learn Hafaras HaBaal, we learn it's a kula that Torah gave, that the Baal could be Mefer Nidrei Ishtai, Yem Shammai. It's a kula. That's what we understand. There's a Gemara in the Darmai and Gimel. It's also, I think, in Yevamos Daf Tzadik and in Gittin, also in the Ayins. The Gemara says, why could a Baal be Mefer Nidrei Ishtai? Shekol Hadoi Deres Al Das Baal Ohi Deres. The Gemara says that when a woman makes a neder, she makes it al das baala. She makes it if her husband agrees. This is once upon a time when the women were of a certain type. Today the husband does it if his wife agrees, right? But the Gemara says kol nederes al das baala hi nederes. Now if we take that Gemara, it sounds like Tamei Dekra. We take that Gemara at face value. It means that the parsha of Afara is really a chumrah. Really, me'ikar adin, a woman makes a neder if al das baila, the husband should be able to decide. The limitation of Yom Shammai, that it can only be made for the day he hears about it, is a chumrah of the Torah, not a kula of the Torah. That's what they said in Shuvah Sarash, that it's really a chumrah. And there are a few nafkaminas that are mentioned. First of all, let's say it's a Kedushin Darabanan. Let's say a woman is married Kedushin Darabanan. So I would say, you can't be about to neder. Torah only gives hafara to her husband, a derech sindika husband. But Kedushin Darabanan, the brother, she has no father, and the brother or the mother married her off. That's Kedushin Darabanan. But I guess she could be a mufla samachleish, she could make a nedar. So one nafkamina is Kedushin Rabbanan if it applies. Normally I would say it doesn't. If you say Kol Nederes Al Das Baila Nederes, then it does. The other nafkamina is if a woman thinks her husband died and she made a neder and then the husband shows up, could he be made for a neder that she made?
In that case,
so Pashtos Gzeres HaKasim, it could be made for. But since we say it's based on kol nederes al das baila hi nederes, so here she didn't know she has a husband, so it doesn't apply. So
this,
what?
There's no nayla bigger than this.
We're not talking to be matan neder. Hafara doesn't need a reason. Hataras nedar needs a shigimatan neder. Lemaisa, what?
So how can we go and say that he cannot
make sure of the neder?
No, I said very clear.
So there's a man diyamer at the Tashin's Tamei Dekra. Right? Rav Shimon darshin and tamid akra. So if we darshin the reason, so we say it only applies where that reason applies. That's what we would have to understand. But it's a bit of a problem. The machlokes, the Rosh and the Ran. The Ran says this whole Gemara is going like Taman Yama Darshin and Tamid Akra. Otherwise, we don't paskin. We don't. When we say tamim for things, we don't change halacha based on it. Well, you know, the chinuch always gives a tam for the mitzvah. The chinuch writes in his Agdama that when he gives a tam, it's lashon giving taste. He wants to give taste to the mitzvah. It's a bissel tam to the mitzvah. But it's not a reason that it should change the rules. The rules are the rules. Whatever reason you may come up with. So the Ran on Nafayin Gimel, the end of Darim, Dibra Maschel Veho Ika, says it's not la halacha. And la halacha, it's nothing to do with kol nederes adas bailey nederes. Even if she says, I'm making this neder, I don't care what my husband says, the Ran says that he can still be mefer. Because the Taya gave him the kayach and the zehu. But the Rosh and the Tshuva, and there's a Tosis and Nida Mevavam and Bezah seems to hold this way, say that this reason is la halacha. The kol nederes are ba'das bailahi nederes, and any nafkamini could come up with his nafkamini. If she says, I'm doing it, I don't care what my husband says, then he can't be mefer, according to that. Rabbi Chanan, the Kovit Shirud in Bava Basra, Shin Samach Gimel, is a great kasha on this. We have a rule that Chacham is Eichel Mefreya. A Chacham is Eichel the Neder from as if it never happened. Baal Megas Gai is, but the Baal only cuts it off from the day he hears and on. So B'chanan says, how could you say Kol Nederes al Das Bailahi Nederes, that she made the neder originally on Das, her husband's maskim, if that should be Megas Gaius, it should be that there was never a neder in the first place. Gavaldi and Kasher, under Rishayim, under Gemara, it's a Pella. So Bachanan says, Dachman Zogin, he's a star. You have to say, Al Das Bailahi Nederes, she has Das, that from the moment he doesn't like it, from then and on I won't keep it. But until then, I will keep it. From then and on, I won't keep it. It's a chumra. It's exeris hakasev on the kol nederes. Kol just like Yom Shabbat is exeris hakasev. Okay, it could be. So anyway, this is the shakla vitaria on the topic. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his creative imagination, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a very creative thinker in many, many ways. He has printed in the back of the Micha Shlomo on the Dorim Maimer. It looks like he once printed in a journal. They later printed it in the Micha Shlomo. It's Tshuvas Tinyana. I think it's Tshuva Kuf Yud. He has a way to save money on Trumas and Maisers. You know, he's not doing this to save money. He's proposing, he says, well, first you have to know that the power of a Baal to be made for Nidre Yishtai is even on things that have Kedushas Haguf. Even if you, she made something Hegdish, it doesn't make sense. So this behema should be an Ayla. And for 2 weeks it's an Ayla. Then the Baal is made for Ois Ayla. Where did the Kedusha go? He's not Eichel Mefreya. Where did it go? So he says the Lashon HaRambam is Gam Meifa Nidre Hegdesha is Kamei Nidre Yisr. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, if you really want to save money on Trumas and Maisrus, have a great idea. Have the wife separate Trumas and Maisrus. That's a lot. Maisr is 20% and a little more for Truma. She separates it. And she eats the, it's not Tevel anymore, now she eats the Mesukin Dika food. Then, after she finishes eating, she tells her husband, the Baal is made for the neder, the Truma and Maiser become Ois Truma and Maiser, but only Mekana Laba. It's not Eichel Mefreya, it's not Tevel when she ate it. When she ate it, it was Mesukin. Mekana Laba, what? It's... So you have more food now. What? So now she ate up the 80%. You love it to 20, you have less to get meiser on. You do it, then you keep on doing it. So obviously he's not... if she assumes he's masking. I mean, yeah, if a husband appoints his wife to do it, of course she can do it. But not if this is a good eitzah. He doesn't say it. He's not telling people to do it. He's suggesting kedarkei b'kodesh such a mahalach. But anyway, this is the short and sweet of dinei hafaras nedarim. We did a dinei hataras nedarim. There's one thing I want to do. I want to start hilchos yichud. Next week I will learn reish yodal. Everybody asked about minhagim. If you have a good nidig, when you can be accurate, it's a one sif simin and reish yodalid, two sifim. So next week we'll do reish yodalid and bili neder, and then the week after we'll start hilchos yichud.